A local common counselor has announced his bid to run for mayor of Syracuse later this year. Democrat Michael Green made his announcement to run in an admittedly uncommon venue.
If you ask a political strategist where you should kick off a campaign, they probably wouldn't recommend an abandoned KFC on Butternut Street. But when I thought about the state of our city, I realized that Butternut Street provided the perfect context for where we need to go. The status quo in Syracuse needs to change.
He's proposing a 14-point plan for the city titled A City for All of Us. Included in the plan are such items as improving code enforcement, creating West Rapid transit corridors, and a municipal sidewalk program. Green would also create a commissioner of public safety who would look to reform police policy.
I think it's something that the police department probably, if they were honest, admits that they need. They need someone there whose job is to be in City Hall every day and to implement change. The police department needs to be overhauled. So having someone there that would do that, I think, would pay for itself very easily. I mean, you just look at $2 million a year we tend to spend on lawsuits where, you know, discipline isn't enforced. So there's a lot of savings to be had there.
Green has been critical of current Mayor Ben Walsh. He suggests much of the mayor's work has been superficial, ideas that have drawn attention but have not improved the city. Green, like most other candidates, has to answer the question of why run now?
Because I think this is a moment that requires change. It's not about the mayor being a bad person. He's not. He's a very nice man, a great person. But the city needs to reform quickly, now. COVID-19 has slashed our budget. We're going to need to make services more efficient, and we don't have 4 years to wait.
Green notes if he does not receive the vote of the Democratic committee, he would support whoever did, avoiding a primary battle. Fellow Democrat Khalid Bey already announced his intention to run. Green will host a kickoff event Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. Information about the virtual forum and his platform are at greenforsyracuse.com. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.